Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we hear from Dr. Jim Mentred of Kansas State University talking about competing meat supplies in just a moment.
Whoa, 99, slow down. Chew your food or you're going to blow.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, just yesterday, I felt awful.
Yeah, you looked awful. Bovine respiratory disease will do that to you.
Don't I know it. But they gave me Baytril 100.
Ooh, the good stuff.
Yeah.
Single-dose Baytril 100 doesn't work like a mass med. It's designed specifically for first-line treatment, so it works fast. Baytril 100 kills BRD-causing bacteria in as little as 24 hours, so cattle feel better fast and can get back to work, back to eating. Ask your veterinarian about fast-acting Baytril 100 or visit Baytril100.com for use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian. Extra label use of this drug in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal period is required, not for use in calves to be processed for veal or in cattle intended for dairy production. Baytril 100. Right the first time.
99?
Yeah.
You have a little feed right on your... at the edge of your...
Oh.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
The latest quarterly hog and pigs numbers show 7% more hog and pigs on March 1 compared to 1 year ago. Huge numbers of hogs translates into a lot of pork in the pipeline. There's a lot of poultry. There's a lot of chicken and turkey around as well. And Dr. Jim Mentred, talking with us after that hog and pigs report, says the competing meat picture does not look very rosy right now for pork, for poultry, or for beef.
From my perspective, Ron, I think we're looking at large supplies coming in from the poultry side. You know, if you look at the early poultry production numbers here in 2008, they've been up significantly, both for chicken and turkeys. Going forward, beef production numbers are going to struggle to slow down. I think we could see some slowdown, some tightening in beef numbers in the fourth quarter, but not much before then. So as you look at it from that standpoint, we're looking at some pretty large total meat supplies. And from the pork sector standpoint, even, you know, still large competing meat supplies. So I think it's going to be 09 before we really see the slowdown show up, and that's going to be, you know, looking at this report, I think one of the things you have to wonder about is will that pace of change accelerate? I think as Steve pointed out in his opening remarks, the one number on this report that was smaller than the pre-release expectations was that June-August farrowing intention number. That tells us, I think, that people are starting to think about this, and maybe they'll start thinking about it in a much bigger way in the next several months. I think that, you know, one of the big risks to all the livestock sector, the entire sector, not just pork, is going to be what happens if we have any kind of crop production trouble this summer. You know, we're expecting to see a smaller corn acreage number on Monday, and you combine that with a possibility of a significant yield reduction if we have any crop production trouble this summer, and you create an explosive situation on the corn market side, and that's, I think, the risk to the industry going forward.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Jim Mentred, of course, based out of Kansas State University, indicating the bottom line is we've got tremendous supplies of meat trying to go through the pipeline right now of all three species, beef and pork and poultry. That basically means there's not a lot of ability to price higher one meat or another. And with the idea that we might see explosions in the price of feed grains and cost of gain going up dramatically later this year, if we do come up with a short feed grain crop, things potentially look disastrous for the meat complex. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
My dad calls it snuff. Uncle Jimmy, well, he calls it chew. Most all the guys in my family use it. And I never thought much of it until one of them turned up with cancer. Doctor said he can get rid of it, but not without taking part of his jaw. So I really don't care what they call it. No way is it worth winding up with a hole in my face. Tobacco stops with me.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.